I want to start off this message as we're going through Psalm 16. And today, really the kind of, if I had to give one sentence, we're going to talk about how our security and joy are found in the Lord. Those are the two things that I want to highlight from Psalm 16. But before we do that, I want to show you one example that I was looking on the internet this week of a place that I found searching the internet to where you can find joy, security, and safety. And so, welcome to the survival condo. We have some pictures here. This is a 15-story former Atlas missile silo. There it is. It's kind of a rough sketch, but it is a 15-story bunker planted in the ground for the day the apocalypse comes. This is a luxury condominium complex. It offers the world's rich and powerful a chance to buy into the ultimate life insurance, an apocalypse bunker that promises the perfect combination of shelter and style. This is a quote from the website. The fact is, you can find other solutions for survival living, though none of the other options today offer the peace of mind that comes with our state-of-the-art technologies combined with the comfort and luxury that is offered through our survival condo. A few of the amenities in the survival complex include, and we have some pictures here, a pool, a rock wall, a library, pharmacy, ATVs, movie theater, bar, workout room, and sauna. Look at that survival condo. When the apocalypse comes, you can be living in comfort, playing pool with your friends, sitting just by the pool, in the sauna, working out, just having all the amazing benefits. And so this can be yours for a smooth $1 million deposit. So for $1 million, you can have a spot in this 15-story survival complex buried in the ground for the day the apocalypse comes. And guys, on their website, they promise security, they promise comfort, they promise all of these things for the day that the world ends or life as we know it changes. And the fact is that that condo promises all those things. And why I take us there first is because I think there are many things in our lives, just like that survival condo, that promise that they bring security and they bring hope and joy, but ultimately they leave us empty, because that survival condo, man, it won't save you from your mom maybe getting cancer. It won't save you from your parents getting a divorce, wrestling with anxiety or depression. It won't save you from anger or fights between your siblings. There are things in this world that we put our hope in, and we still are left feeling empty in the end. And so, guys, the first point I want to make today is culture tempts you to think joy, satisfaction, and security can be found in this world. Culture tempts you to think that joy, satisfaction, and security can be found in this world. And I bought this lie. I still buy this lie today. But specifically, I want to share with you a story from when I was in seventh grade, and I bought this lie. See, in seventh grade, I did the least amount of work I could do to get by, to pass. And so in seventh grade, I had a teacher in math class, and I was sick one day, and I missed a test. And so I come back to school about 3 days later, and I'm ready to take this test. But the girl in front of me had already gotten her test back and graded. And so I sit down, and the teacher hands me my test. And I know the girl in front of me has hers, and she got, you know, a 97 on it or something. She studied really hard. Well, I didn't. And so I lean forward and I ask her, I'm like, hey, can I borrow your test? Of course, she looks at me and she kind of has this like inner pull and kind of reluctantly hands it to me. And so I place it underneath her seat. And I got an eye back on the teacher and I got an eye down on the paper down there, and I'm just copying. Every once in a while, I'll do a glance back to see, make sure the teacher's not looking, and I'm just copying. But I got two deep in. I didn't do enough glances back, and so all of a sudden this shadow just covers over my shoulder, and I'm like, oh no, she's coming. Both feet immediately slam down on the test in front of me, and I drag it right under my desk. Whoa, these are just some miscellaneous papers. This is an old quiz. I just grab it, and I'm just like, hopefully it'll blend in with my binder. I don't know. I'm going to cover this up. I'm going to hide the fact that I am cheating on this test. Well, the teacher sends me out in the hall, grabs the paper off the ground, sends the girl out into the hall, and immediately I'm standing out there and worry is flooding my mind. I felt so bad. I was scared of what my parents would say. I was scared of what her parents would say or what they would think of me. I was scared of the grade I was going to make in the class. I was scared of all these things, all these worldly things, the consequences of this sin that I had just committed. Man, what are going to be my worldly consequences? And I believed the lie that culture, you know, shares with us, that we can find security and joy if I just make a good enough grade on this test. And I thought I needed to make a good grade in order to be accepted, when God had already accepted me. I thought I was never going to use this knowledge in real life, when God wanted me to use my academics to bring him glory. I thought that I knew I didn't have to study hard for tests if I could just cheat, when God wanted me to discipline myself to do things that were uncomfortable and hard. Guys, in Psalm 16 specifically, I want to take us to verse 4. It says, "The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply." The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. And so as we buy the lie that culture feeds us, we only fall deeper and deeper into the trap and into the pit, and our sorrows multiply. Because the fact is, I continued to cheat. I didn't learn my lesson that day. I continued to buy the lie that I needed to make good grades, or that I wanted to be popular, or that I needed these certain friends or this girlfriend or to play this sport in order to be accepted. And I bought that lie. And my sorrows multiplied throughout middle school and high school. Because experience is a great teacher, but it's often a costly one. And so my charge to you guys today is, through Psalm 16, God offers us another way. There is another path to take. And my charge to you today is to listen to my experience and listen to what Scripture says and to walk according to it, even when it is hard. And so, guys, I'd share with you that the warnings of Scripture are true, but so are the promises. And so we're going to look at Psalm 16, and I'm going to go specifically to Psalm 16:1. And again, we are going to make the point that security, joy, and satisfaction can be found in the Lord alone. And so, as we walk through Psalm 16, I want you to picture a house. We're going to build a house as we walk through Psalm 16. And so, think of the foundation. The point of the foundation is to provide strength. And we're going to look at verses 1 and 2. It says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, and I have no good apart from you." I have no good apart from you. Guys, God is David's refuge, and he understands that no good comes apart from him. And our foundation has to be rooted in these truths, because if God is not actually our shelter when the bombs of life come, that would be like me standing at the door of that survival condo and just giant hailstones or missiles just coming straight for you. And I'm standing at the door. I'm just waving. I'm just, "Get in. Come on." And you stand and you look at me in the doorway and you say, "I'm actually good. I think I can make it out here." And if that's the same thing, if we don't have our foundation rooted in the truths of God or in his character, and we think we can do it on our own and without him, that would be foolish. And God is offering you a different way. He's offering you a place to find joy, satisfaction, and security. But first, you must understand that you can't make it outside of the shelter. You first must understand that you have no good apart from God. And so that's our foundation. And once we build the foundation, what do we need next? We need walls. Psalm 16:5, "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot." Psalm 16:7, "I bless the Lord who gives me counsel." We see from those two verses that God is David's chosen portion, his cup. He takes counsel from him. David describes this relationship that he walks closely with the Lord, building on the idea that the Lord is his sole focus and everything to him. And this psalm is written in a time where David is wrestling with sorrows, but he is affirming that God is close to him and that he is his chosen portion. Do you choose to walk closely with God even when life tempts you to think otherwise. Once we have our walls built, we now have a roof. And the roof, it provides protection. It keeps things, again, from falling on us. It keeps us dry. It keeps us safe. Psalm 16:8, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. God is David's path before him, and he is next to him. I will not be shaken. Guys, this morning, as I was standing in front of that mirror dealing with insecurity 10 minutes ago, I didn't look up a helpful tip online to how to, confidently speak in front of people. I didn't go and share with someone, hey, guys, what do you think? How does my shirt look this morning? Give me some affirmation. No, I turned to the rock, the only place that you can find hope, and I prayed. And I asked God to remove the insecurities from my heart. Because he promises here in Psalm 16, David says, I will not be shaken. And so lastly, once we have that foundation and walls and roof, once we have those things set in the Lord, think of it as the decorations, if you will, the things that come after you build a foundation on the Lord. Psalm 16, 9 through 11. We're almost done. Look at 9 through 11. I'm going to read. It says, therefore, my heart is glad. My whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so from that passage, guys, I'd encourage you to go back and read it, but specifically, we see that there is joy, security, assurance, life, fullness of joy, pleasures forevermore. Those are all the things that outflow from a foundation that we set on the Lord. Man, you guys are like, man, I'm wrestling, if you're like me, wrestling with anxiety or insecurity when you wake up in the morning. I wish I could just be joyful. Psalm 16 is a template and a roadmap for you to find security and joy in the Lord. So guys, as culture tempts you to think that joy, satisfaction, and security can be found in the Lord, Psalm 16 points to the idea that God offers you joy, satisfaction, and security in himself alone. And it screams the truth of God's loving character. It screams the truth that he is the one who cares deeply for you. And we will not experience true fullness of joy on this side of heaven, but the only way we get to taste that and walk with him, the only way we get to taste that is by walking with him. He offers joy in this life, and not joy that looks like health, wealth, and prosperity, but joy that when troubles do come, that you have a rock that you can turn to and a firm foundation. As Proverbs 18:10 is true, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs to it and is safe. It's a strong tower. And so I ask you these questions to reflect on today. Is God your safest refuge? Is he your supreme treasure, your trusted counselor? Is he the one you've built your foundation on? And if you haven't, or you don't know how to do that, I'd ask for you to ask a leader this morning about how to do that. And so here in a second, I'm going to pray, and we are going to go into small groups. Leaders, we're going to go until 10:15. And so you can release at 10:15. So I'm going to pray, and I want you guys to think about that and ask those questions of your leaders if you do not know what it looks like to have a firm foundation on the Lord. Lord, thank you for this morning and, again, the time that we get to sit in your word, be encouraged, because you provide security, joy, and safety in yourself alone and in your character. Lord, I pray that we wouldn't buy the lie that those things are found in the world or that others would be able to influence the way that we think of you. Lord, I pray all these things in your name. Amen.